Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from District Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DMX. I am chatting with the President and CEO, Garrett Ainsworth. Now, Garrett, we're following up on a couple news releases, three in total, two property acquisitions, and one news release that outlines the commencement of the Phase 2 drill program. Now, just to remind everybody, District Metals is focused in Sweden. The company's flagship project, the Tom Tebow property, is in this Bergslagen district in Sweden. The company has already completed phase one drilling here, and it is a polymetallic property. Company is focused in base metals, and that also ties into the property acquisitions that we have. We'll go through them one by one. Both of these properties are also in this Bergslagen district within Sweden. The first property acquisition released October 6th. I hope I pronounced the name right, but it is the Svargio property, approximately 25 kilometers away from the flagship Tom Tebow project. Garrett, take us through what attracted you to this project, please.
Yeah, definitely, Corey. So, I mean, first off, when we acquired the Tom Tebow property in the Bergslagen district, the game plan all along was to build a portfolio. And, you know, as we've become more comfortable with the results out of Tom Tebow and we've learned more about, specific properties that were available in the region, we got very comfortable with the moves that we made on Svargio and then also Gruvberget as well. So, I mean, the thing about Svargio that's so great is it's got... it's an advanced stage exploration project. It's in a similar sense to Tom Tebow. There's been past mining there that seen very significant production, just over 1 million tons with, grades that are higher than what you see that were mined at Boliden's Garpenberg mine last year. And the last owner to have Svargio was actually Boliden. So they had it from 2009 until 2019. And there's some literature that shows that they actually did discover new mineralized lens to the southwest of the Svargio mine, and it appears to be open in a few different directions. And the reason why they would have left it after 10 years is because it gets more complicated when you get to the 10-year mark to renew. You actually have to have a mineral resource, like not a 43-101. Mineral resource, but you need to submit that to the mining inspectorate, and that wasn't actually possible for them to do in 2019 because their Bergslagen exploration team actually fell apart in 2017-2018. So it was not possible for them to do that, and then EMX came in and aggressively staked up the ground, and then we did the deal with EMX on very good terms. So this kind of a project, I mean, if you were to pick this up in North America, it would be very expensive. You'd be giving away a good chunk of your company. But, because we're in the Bergslagen, there's not a lot of, active companies in the region. We were able to get very, very good terms on Svargio.
So those terms being you guys issued a little over 1.5 million shares to EMX, as well as paid only $35,000, a 2.5% net smelter royalty on this project. And you've agreed to incur $1 million of work expenditures over 5 years. So you're not necessarily in a rush here because that is a 5-year term, but what's some of the work that you guys are going to do, obviously focused around that discovery that was made over the last about 10 years?
Yeah. So, and I mean, the main modern exploration was really focused on that discovery, and a lot of attention wasn't given outside of that, from what we can tell by the records. So, we'll be working towards hopefully getting some of the past exploration results from Boliden. It's got a moratorium on it until 2022 or 2023, but it's possible that we could get some of that data earlier. First step, we're going to fly airborne electromagnetic survey, very detailed 100-meter line spacing across Svargio. We're the same game plan as Tom Tebow. Then we're going to hit the ground with mapping, prospecting, and sampling. Gravity survey has worked extremely well, Tom Tebow. This has never been done at Svargio. And this is a really important survey to do because zinc mineralization is often not conductive and won't show up in your EM surveys, and sometimes it's got no magnetism to it, so it'll be blind to to EM and to mag. So that's where the gravity becomes so important. And we should be in a position to, you know, to put a few drill holes into key targets at Svarjo in the first half of 2022.
Okay, so you could be drilling there actually fairly soon. Let's talk about the other project then that you guys acquired October 12th, the Grovbarriet property. That's about 45 kilometers away from the Tom Tebow property. Again, give us a recap of some of the historic work and what drew you to this project.
Definitely, yeah. So this vendor was different. It is Explora Mineral AB. They're a private Swedish company. We staked up actually a larger chunk of ground that covers all around their claim. So it's almost 5,300 hectares. It covers a very prospective belt of rocks with all sorts of mineral occurrences along it. There's been some mining at the south zone and some very, very strong drill results at the north zone. So it's about a 15 kilometer strike length of highly prospective rocks that are, you know, largely have not seen modern exploration. But, with a little bit of production out of the south zone, I think 40,000 tons, and again, grades that are very similar to what you see at Garpenberg. Some of the historic drill holes in the north zone are fantastic. Like 6.4 meters of 129 gram per ton silver, 8.7% zinc and other metals as well. You also see more of the copper gold rich feeder zones as well. There's a historic hole with 6.1 meters of 1.3% copper and 2 grams per ton gold. So there's actually at the north zone a 550 meter strike length of continuous mineralization that's being drilled off. It's quite solid, and it's wide open at depth, and also along strike, and it actually lines up fairly well with the 2009 SkyTEM EM survey. So that's when SkyTEM, they didn't have the modern system that they have now. They can see down 500 meters. So again, we're going to be hitting this with a SkyTEM survey to pick that up right off the hop here.
Now, can you give us a little bit more insights on that 550 meter strike of continuous mineralization that has been drilled? Approximately how many holes have been drilled? What depth have those holes gone down to? Any more information on that, please?
Definitely. Yeah. The north zone's 550 meters long. Mineralization ranges from, downhole intercepts anywhere from like 2 meters up to about 9 meters. And then the vertical extent, it's outcropping its surface, and then it goes down to a vertical depth of 160 meters. So, these are walk-up targets. We basically would just step up and drill down dip of these historic holes, stepping out 50 meters below. And it would be pretty straightforward to get to resource estimation, I think, if we continue to hit polymetallic mineralization of the caliber that's previously been hit in the north zone.
Okay, so then you guys are doing some SkyTEM work. When do you think you could have a drill on site here?
So yeah, same game plan as Tom Tebow and Svarjo. In the SkyTEM, you fly that first. We're going to have some prospecting, sampling, and mapping done by the vendor Explora. They've got a fairly good history with this project. And density will also be another valuable tool in terms of prioritizing our drill targets here and putting it all together. We should be in a position to drill in the first half of 2022. But like I said, the North Zone's got walk-up targets that don't really require any work. So as long as we have the money in the kitty, we'll definitely be going after that quite aggressively.
Okay. Let's now shift focus back over to the Tom Tebow property and the phase two drill program. That was announced as starting on October 7th, total of 5,000 meters, two rigs being used. What are the key targets being tested in this phase two program?
Yeah, so this is a really exciting and comprehensive phase two drill program. All the work that we've done since we've acquired Tom Tebow is coming together. And for the first time, we're drilling some very encouraging looking regional targets. But then we're also stepping out from our known mineralized intercepts that we drilled in the phase one program. So, I mean, up in the kind of northwest part of the historic Tom Thibodeau mine, the Steffenberg zone, I mean, our hole one from phase one hit about 8.2 meters of 21% zinc equivalent. That's a no-brainer. That was drilled quite shallow at a depth of 65 meters. We're going to be stepping out beneath that with two holes. And this is also supported by, you know, the largest and strongest downhole EM conductive plate from our phase one drill program. So that is going to be really good. If we keep hitting on those two step outs, we'll probably even do a third one as well. And then Oscar's Grooven, which is at the northeast end of the historic Tom Thibodeau mine, our holes 2, 3, and 4 hit very strong silver, zinc, and lead mineralization at, you know, fairly shallow depths. And, you know, that's again, a very straightforward plan. We're just going to be drilling down dip. There's going to be some deep holes in this program, you know, 400, 500 meter holes, because we know that the vertical extent of these type of deposits goes down to like 1600 meters. And that's what you see at the Garpenberg mine. So then Gord's Grooven, which is at the southwest part of the historic Tom Thibodeau mine, we're going to be stepping out from hole 17, which had a number of stacked mineralized lenses, you know, anywhere from 2 meters up to 16 meters, seeing, you know, copper anywhere from 0.7% copper equivalent to, you know, up to 3% copper equivalent. But what's actually interesting about hole 17 is it hit about just over 5 meters of 7% zinc equivalent. And that's not really supposed to be there, because this is a copper gold feeder zone. So what it's telling us is there's been multiple pulses of mineralization that have occurred in this area. So stepping out beneath this, we might even, you know, get into a new feeder zone or a new distal zone that was previously unknown. All the intercepts in hole 17 that are especially further down hole, I should say, they're totally new mineralization and well below any of the historic drilling. So we're going to go even further, you know, down dip from our hole 17. We also got regional targets to the northeast and southwest that are, you know, gravity coincident with magnetic and conductive anomalies. So, you know, we're going to be stepping out up to 1 kilometer to the northeast and 600 meters to the southwest of the historic Tom Thibodeau mine. Really excited about those targets. I've been wanting to drill them for quite some time. There's also other gravity targets that are more proximal to the historic Tom Thibodeau mine as well. And some of the work that Rodney Allen and Hein Rat did, which was really important, it's called hole rock geochemistry. And, you know, when you drill holes and you look at the drill core, you can't really tell exactly how altered it is or exactly what unit it is until you do the hole rock geochemistry. So we've done that with all of our drill core from the phase one, and we've identified what the favorable horizon for this polymetallic VMS mineralization looks like. And we've tested, you know, the east limb, which is Steffenberg and Oscar's Grooven, and that remains open to the east northeast. But this horizon continues off to the west from our hole 12, and is completely untested for 800 meters. So we're going to be testing that sweet spot, that horizon for VMS mineralization in areas that have never been tested before. So it's really, yeah, it's a thing of beauty how everything's come together for this phase two program.
So it sounds like still just a lot of exploration too, right? You guys have extensions and new targets to keep going after in this phase two program. Does that mean that probably any sort of resource is still going to be a little ways off simply because you are testing out true exploration targets and extension zones?
Yes. So about 60 to 70% of the drilling is going to be stepping out from our known mineralized intercepts to try to work towards resource estimation. But again, yeah, because we're also focusing on the regional and making, you know, a bona fide grassroots discovery, that kind of slows down the resource type approach. But I mean, we're in an area where, you know, VMS deposits, they come as pods. So I think it's a smart approach to take, because making a new discovery will really kind of draw eyes, get attention, and be very exciting for investors.
Absolutely. Now, what cash does the company have in the bank to at least move through this 5,000 meter program?
Yeah, so we're fully financed. We're in a good position. So we've got $4 million in the treasury as it stands now. for, you know, the phase two drilling and the work that we're going to be doing at the two new property acquisitions, the budget's $2.7 million. So we'll come out the other side in January with $1.3 million in the treasury. Yeah, so it's a fairly healthy healthy place to be, especially as it seems like base metals are actually turning up for once lately.
Oh boy, have they ever. Last week, man, oh man, the base metals really started to take off. So a good sign, obviously, for companies like yours that have those components within the projects, and now it's back on the ground drilling. So, hey, Garrett, keep us up to date on news, and full disclosure, I am a shareholder of District Metals. If anyone has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get Garrett to address those, and Garrett, keep us up to date on future news, please.
Thanks very much, Corey.